This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Now, we begin the day with negative cues. The SGX Nifty is indicating that the start will be in the red. It's down about 30-odd points. Remember, the market fell sharply in the last hour of trade yesterday, closing at the low point. The Nifty slipped about 90 points to close at the 17,400 level. And there's been large selling from foreign investors yet again. FII sold 5,123 crores in the cash markets, and they've been selling for six straight days now. In fact, foreign investors sold almost 18,000 crores in just 6 days, while domestic institutional investors bought about 3,800 crores in the cash markets. Now, the US markets are largely quiet. The S&P 500 ended with marginal gains, while the Dow was flat. But the economic news has been positive. The initial jobless claims in the US came in at the lowest level in the last 50 years at 199,000. Although we will get very, weak cues from across the globe, hardly any cues as the US markets are closed on Thursday for Thanksgiving and will close early on Friday for a shortened session as well. But do keep an eye out on what's happening globally. Europe has now become the epicenter as far as the coronavirus is concerned. Germany has reported more than 70,000 new coronavirus cases, the biggest one-day increase on record, with some areas yet to report. And other parts as well, like Slovakia, have gone into complete lockdown. Will that have any ramifications on global markets? Only time will tell. But for now, the indications are that the Indian markets will open in the red. Thanks so much for listening into the Market Podcast, brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Have a great day.